This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order that is intended to boost manufacturing jobs by strengthening U.S. supply chains for advanced batteries, pharmaceuticals, critical minerals, and semiconductors. Biden said Wednesday when signing the order, it offered what he called the kinds of common sense solutions that all Americans can get behind.
The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store.
The United States has become increasingly reliant on imports of these goods. The Biden administration sees that as a potential national security and economic risk and hopes to address it with the planned 100-day review and the possibility of increased domestic production. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee to be director of the CIA, William Burns, told a Senate committee on Wednesday that he saw competition with China and countering its adversarial predatory leadership as key to U.S. national security. Testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee, Burns called China a formidable authoritarian adversary that is strengthening its ability to steal intellectual property, repress its people, expand its reach, and build influence within the United States.
Xi's China is a formidable authoritarian adversary, methodically strengthening its capabilities to steal intellectual property, repress its own people, bully its neighbors, expand its global reach, and build influence in American society.
Russian aggression is also a constant concern, especially Moscow's involvement in U.S. elections and the recent SolarWinds hack that penetrated government agencies and that U.S. officials have blamed on Russian hackers. This is VOA News. Australia's parliament has passed a new law aimed at making Facebook and Google pay for news content shared on their platforms. The parliament on Thursday passed the final amendments to the so-called News Media Bargaining Code agreed to between Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Facebook Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg on Tuesday. In return for changes where the government could exempt the platforms from the law, Facebook agreed to lift a ban on Australians accessing and sharing news on its platform. Australia will be the first country where a government arbitrator will decide the price to be paid by the tech giants if commercial negotiations with local news outlets fail. It's been 2 months since the European Union's vaccination program began, but the 27-nation bloc is still struggling to get up to speed. AP correspondent Karen Chamos reports.
EU leaders are meeting to jumpstart the process, fearing that new virus variants might spread faster than Europe's response. In a video conference, the leaders will look at ways to improve the rollout. They will urge the vaccine makers to respect the terms of their contracts, as well as try to fast-track vaccine authorizations. As the bloc scrambles to boost its vaccine program, France's government spokesman, Gabriel Attal, says something needs to be done soon. The number of new COVID-19 cases decreased by 10% last week and increased by nearly 10% this week. The situation is worsening and it is actually worrying. I'm Karen Chamas.
A big real-world test has confirmed Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is very effective at preventing serious illness or death. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Pfizer vaccine showed benefits in smaller, limited testing. Now, results published in the New England Journal of Medicine after a mass vaccination campaign give reassurance that the benefits persist when the vaccine's used in a general population. In this case, more than 500,000 people in Israel of varying ages and health conditions. It was 62% effective at preventing severe disease after a single shot and 92% after two doses. Its estimated effectiveness for preventing death was 72% 2 to 3 weeks after the first shot. The numbers overall compare well to the effectiveness seen in limited testing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing higher. The Dow Jones Industrials were up by 1.35%. The S&P added 1.14%. The Nasdaq gained 0.99%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.